Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and something smells good.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marie, and it's time to eat. Today's topic is home.
And the title of our lesson is What's for Dinner? What's for dinner? Marie, what do you usually cook for dinner?
Well, if I don't have a lot of time to cook, I will make something simple, like spaghetti. But if I have a lot of time, I will make a nice big meal.
I enjoy cooking a lot, so I'm sure we'll have fun today. How about we learn more about it in our Read It? Here's Marie to help us.
Susie often cooks. Rob also cooks. He stir-fries meat and vegetables. Susie shares a recipe with Rob. It has chicken and vegetables in it. Rob likes spicy food. Susie likes Italian food. Linda often eats fast food, but it doesn't taste very good.
Susie likes to cook, and so do you, Marie. Hey, if I come over, what will you cook me for dinner?
Well, Peter, what kinds of foods do you like to eat?
Oh, I like all kinds of food. I like Italian food, American food, Mexican food, and if you know how to cook Taiwanese food, please cook it, okay?
Wow, you like different kinds of foods. All right, next time you come over, I will make you a nice meal. All right, well, before we learn more, we need to learn from Christina. She needs to show us our keywords for today.
Hello, 我们今天聊到了烹饪。Rob 说他通常会把青菜加肉去炒，这样子就可以简单吃一顿饭了。炒菜的这个动作叫做 stir fry。Rob stir fries them。肉类就是 meat。He stir fries meat and vegetables. Susie 知道有一道菜很好吃，她就跟 Rob 分享食谱。食谱就是 recipe. She shares the recipe with Rob. 这份食谱里面有鸡肉、蔬菜和其他的东西。鸡肉就是 chicken. There are chicken, vegetables, and other things.Rob 比较喜欢吃辛辣重口味的食物，只要是加了比较多调味料、新香料的这些食物，我们就会说 spicy. Rob likes spicy food. Linda 说她比较常吃方便快速的素食 fast food. 不过她自己也说素食不太好吃 it doesn't taste very good. 动词 taste 表示尝起来如何。
Do you cook a lot, Rob?
Yes, I do.
What do you cook?
I stir-fry meat and vegetables. That makes an easy dinner.
I know a dish you can try. It's really good.
What's in it?
Chicken, vegetables, and some other things. Here, look.
I can cook this. I have these things at home.Thanks.
Rob likes to cook a lot. He likes to cook stir-fry meat and vegetables. What does it mean to stir-fry something?
Well, stir-fry means to cook food by cutting it up and cooking it with oil on a pan.
That's right, and it usually cooks very quickly. Many people stir-fry meats like pork.Chicken and beef.
Yeah, you know, I like to stir fry vegetables like carrots and broccoli. How about you guys? Do you like to eat or cook stir fry meat and vegetables?
And we usually have stir fry with rice or noodles. It's delicious. Well, we know Rob likes stir fry a lot. He says that makes an easy dinner. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this sentence.
Rob 说只要把青菜和肉加在一起炒一炒就可以做出简单的一顿饭 That makes an easy dinner 动词 make 在这里很好用，它有成为或变成的意思。我们来看看例子，比如说夏天的时候把柠檬加上冰块和汽水，就成了完美的夏日饮品。That makes a perfect summer drink. 或者是你用一个旧纸箱垫上几块布，就成了小狗很棒的新家。你可以说 That makes a great new house for him. 另外这种说法也可以用来形容人，比如某个女孩她很会做菜，爱小孩，又拥有各项持家的本领。你可以说 She will make the best wife. 她会成为最棒的太太。
Thank you, Christina. So Rob thinks stir-fry food makes an easy dinner. I think spaghetti makes an easy dinner.
It does make an easy dinner, because it doesn't take a lot of time or effort to cook it. Now, in our conversation, Susie tells Rob about a dish he should try.
Yeah, and in the dish is chicken, vegetables, and some other things.Now, let's talk about the word chicken. Chicken is a type of meat.
Right. A chicken is an animal many people eat. We eat chicken soup. Fried chicken is pretty good, or a chicken salad is healthier.
Yes, it is. Well, Rob can make the dish Susie told him about because he has chicken at home. He also has vegetables and other things.
Marie, do you like to eat vegetables?
I do. I like to eat corn, carrots, and lettuce. But one vegetable I do not like to eat is spinach. Yuck.
Spinach? Spinach is good for you. It's a very healthy vegetable. Friends, make sure to eat your vegetables, all right?
Well, I'm excited to find out more. Let's find out what other kinds of food Rob cooks at home.Here's conversation B.
So, Rob, do you often try new recipes?
Yes, I do. I like spicy food.
I don't really like spicy food.
What kind of food do you like?
I like Italian food.
I also like it. I can share a great Italian recipe with you tomorrow.
Not a spicy one.
Wow, Rob often tries new recipes. Wait, what is a recipe?
Oh, well, a recipe is a list. It tells you how to cook something, and it also tells you everything that you need, so you can make that meal exactly the same way every time.
Yeah, recipes are like directions for cooking. I like French food, but I don't know how to cook it, and I don't know what things I need, so I will use a recipe to help me.
Ooh, and French recipes can be difficult. They take a lot of work. You have to do them just right. Well, if I have people over to my house for dinner, I'll use a recipe, because I can't cook on my own.I need a little help, and that's what a recipe does. So Rob uses a recipe too. He uses it to cook some spicy food.
Hey, I like spicy food.
Yeah, me too. So Rob can cook this
food. I like spicy food.
We know that, Marie. You just said it.
Peter, I said it because that's today's calendar phrase.
I like spicy food.
I like spicy food.
我喜欢辛辣的食物。
I'm cooking spicy food.
I like spicy food.
Me too. I'm going to add some more hot sauce.
Yeah, I like spicy food.
Yeah, I'm adding more hot sauce.
Yeah, I like spicy food.
Let me taste it.
Yeah.Oh, so what do you think?
It needs more hot sauce.
Ooh, he likes spicy food. Ooh.
I like spicy food.
I like spicy food.
我喜欢辛辣的食物。
That was a great calendar phrase. I like spicy food. If you like peppers, make sure you don't eat too much because peppers are really spicy.
Oh, yes, they are. Well, Susie doesn't like spicy food. She likes Italian food.
Oh, so she likes things like spaghetti and a pizza. Rob likes Italian food, too. He tells Susie, I can share a great Italian recipe with you tomorrow.
Hey, what a great sentence he used. Let's go to Christina to learn more about it.
Rob 有一份很棒的意大利料理食谱，他想跟 Susie 分享。他说 ,I can share a great Italian recipe with you tomorrow. 这个句型就是 share something with someone, 与某人分享某物。来练习造句一下 ,I can share this cake with you. 我可以跟你分享蛋糕。Can you share the candy with friends? 你可以把糖果分享给朋友吗？另外你也可以分享抽象的东西，比如 share your story with us。或是 share the idea with everyone.
Thank you, Christina. So Rob will share a great recipe with Susie tomorrow. That means he'll tell her about a good Italian recipe. Rob is a very good friend.
Yes, he is. Well, I have something to share with you guys.
Okay, you do. What is it? What is it?
Well, I want to let you know that we need to take a break right now. Don't go away. We'll be right back. One cup of water.2 cups of flour. Oh, and 3 cups of sugar.
Marie, what are you doing?
Oh, sorry, Peter. I was just looking at my recipe book. I will make something very delicious tonight.
Ooh, can I come over and try some?
Oh, sure. Maybe you can even help me cook.
Great, I can't wait. Well, we have one last conversation today. Let's watch it together.
Taylor, what are you looking at?
I'm looking for recipes, Linda. I find easy recipes, then I cook them for dinner.
Do you cook a lot?
I cook every day.
I usually eat fast food.
I don't. Fast food is expensive.
And fast food doesn't really taste good.
Linda asks Taylor, do you cook a lot? Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about this. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, everyone. Are you ready to learn today's grammar point? It is a very useful one. If you want to ask someone if they do something a lot, you can use this grammar point. Do you do something a lot? For example, do you read a lot? Or...Do you use your phone a lot? Now it's up to you to use it.
Well, thank you very much, Rebecca. And, you know, we practice a lot on the show, so let's do that right now. Marie, do you shop a lot?
Yes, I do. Peter, do you watch TV a lot?
No, I don't, but I read a lot.Okay, friends, try practicing today's grammar point with a friend.
We learned that Linda likes to eat fast food. Fast food is a quick meal you eat, and you can take it away with you, too.
Right. Some American fast foods are hamburgers and French fries. So Linda eats fast food, but Taylor doesn't.
Yeah, Linda eats fast food...But I don't think she likes it that much. She says it doesn't taste good.
Let's talk about this word, taste. What things taste good, Marie?
Well, I like things like apples and bananas. They taste delicious. How about you?
I like things like pizza and milkshakes. Those things taste great.
Oh, those are very tasty. Wow, we learned a lot today about cooking and food. And now it's time to review our keywords. Friends, here's Peter. Here we go.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Stir fry. Stir fry. Todd stir-fried some vegetables.
Meat. Meat. Sam ate too much meat for lunch.
Recipe. Recipe. I'm making this recipe for dinner.
Chicken. Chicken. Cook the chicken for dinner.
Spicy. Spicy. This food is very spicy.
Taste. Taste. This fish tastes great. Friends, make sure to practice those key words. Right now, let's go over our conversations one more time. Do you cook a lot, Rob?
Yes, I do.
What do you cook?
I stir-fry meat and vegetables. That makes an easy dinner.
I know a dish you can try. It's really good.
What's in it?
Chicken, vegetables, and some other things. Here, look.
I can cook this. I have these things at home. Thanks.
So, Rob, do you often try new recipes?
Yes, I do. I like spicy food.
I don't really like spicy food.
What kind of food do you like?
I like Italian food.
I also like it. I can share a great Italian recipe with you tomorrow.
Not a spicy one.
Taylor, what are you looking at?
I'm looking for recipes, Linda. I find easy recipes, then I cook them for dinner.
Do you cook a lot?
I cook every day.
I usually eat fast food.
I don't. Fast food is expensive.
And fast food doesn't really taste good.
Well, that's great. What are you making?
I'm making stir-fried meat and vegetables.
Ooh, where's the recipe?
What's the recipe?
Well, a recipe tells you how to cook things.
Oh, I don't need a recipe. I just stir and fry.
And it's a stir-fry.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's in it?
Chicken and hot peppers. Do you like spicy food?
Yeah, why do you ask?
Because this is for you.
For me?
Yeah, try some.
Oh boy, I can't wait.
Yeah. So?
It's interesting.
Yay! I'm glad you like it. Because I made a lot.
Oh, great.
And it's all for you.
Well,
okay, friends, let's try practicing answering some questions together. Here's question number one. Why doesn't Taylor eat fast food? Why doesn't Taylor eat fast food?
You can find the answer in conversation C. Because fast food is expensive. Okay, here is question number two. What do you eat for dinner? What do you eat for dinner? Let's hear some answers from our friends. What do I eat for dinner? I like to cook and eat different kinds of food for dinner. If I have a lot of time, I will cook a big meal, such as steak, vegetables, and soup. One of my favorite foods to eat is rice. I eat rice almost every day for dinner. It's quick and easy to make. I also enjoy eating spaghetti.
What do I eat for dinner? Well, I sometimes cook my own dinner. I can make hamburgers or sandwiches, but I like to try new things once in a while. I'll try to cook Chinese food, like beef noodles. But sometimes, if I run out of time, I'll just go outside and buy some takeaway food. Yes. But I do miss my mom's cooking back in Taipei.
What does the monkey man eat for dinner? Well, I like to have a light dinner, meaning nothing too greasy or oily. I don't want all that stuff sitting in my stomach all night. You know, I find when I eat something light, like a sandwich, a salad, or some fruit, I have a better sleep and better dreams.
What do I eat for dinner? I like to eat a lot of things for dinner, but I don't like to eat too much. If I eat too much before I go to sleep, I might not feel that well. I often eat spaghetti or casseroles. I like Italian food, and sometimes I try some Chinese food, but it can't be too spicy. Whew! My mouth can't handle spicy food.
Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.